morning. The Senate Commerce Transportation Committee will come to order and want to welcome our witnesses to today's hearing about recent federal action to expand broadband. Are we making progress? And we have a distinguished list of witnesses today to help us discuss what we've most recently done on a variety of broadband programs and access and increasing services, and also ideas and frameworks for how we should move forward. So we welcome the witnesses today to be here. The last year has been a very stark reminder about how important broadband connectivity is to Americans. As we've faced a pandemic, the internet has become the place to go to work, to attend school, to see friends, to help visit the doctors, and do many of the day-to-day things that we've all had to do in our lives. We've had to struggle throughout the pandemic, but imagine what life would have been like if we didn't have the internet during that time period. For millions of Americans, they don't have to imagine, because some of them really didn't have access to the internet. So I know we're going to hear from our witnesses today, like Dr. Ali, who's saying that the diagnosis and understanding of our most recent spending, that still there's 37% of rural Americans who could be paying more for internet connectivity than their counterparts in urban areas. That truly is unacceptable. We need our rural communities to be on a level playing field. And as our other witnesses, Mr. Fordy will be with us, I think, virtually, will also point out that what we do next has to be done right. Otherwise, we could be in a situation where those who are currently lacking service could, after more spending, continue to lack service. We cannot allow that reality to happen. If we're going to make investments, which I think we should, we need to make sure that we are really going to cut the digital divide. The stories that I hear from my home state in Washington are heartbreaking. A principal from the Columbia School District near Spokane recently described the impact to remote learning to her school, only to find that close to 70% of the students and their families lacked consistent access to broadband internet. Even those who did have access often lacked a strong enough signal for more than one of their children to attend virtual class, putting the parents in an impossible dilemma of who was going to go to school that day. And that problem didn't stop within the households either. Neighborhoods and multiple children trying to attend their digital classrooms, the signal failed to hold up, leaving them with many challenges. The principal's conclusion reads like a wake-up call for those trying to make policy in this space. Quote, the need for appropriate internet and cellular coverage in Stevens County, the principal said, is glaring at us like a neon light, end quote. Well, I couldn't agree more that it's glaring at us, and we need to get the next phase right. Today, we're going to review some of the recent extensive programs the FCC developed and implemented, the Rural Digital Opportunity Fund and the RDOF auction. Congress created the Reconnect Broadband Grant and Loan Program for rural counties. The NTIA administration is working on rules for tribal and rural grant programs from the December COVID package, and the American Rescue Plan just recently signed by President Biden, a new Treasury program targeted infrastructure. I'm pretty sure all four witnesses will remind us today that coordination, something that Senator Wicker has been resolute about and helped us get some initial language into previous laws, that the lack of coordination between these programs and federal agencies also needs to be strengthened, and I appreciate his previous legislation on that. So I'm sure all witnesses are going to tell us that better coordination between these resources also is very important. We'll also hear how the FCC predicted that it might take as much as $80 billion to close the digital divide. And I know that we're going to hear a lot of different inputs about that this morning. My hope is that the committee can develop a strong bipartisan framework to look at this issue as we move forward. Because, as our witnesses say, we can't afford to invest this money and then still have communities without access moving forward. I hope that today we will hear from the broad depth of experience that each of our witnesses have, and they will talk about the necessary things before us on getting access to those underserved communities. But I do think that affordability, resiliency, redundancy, and security are also part of our agenda here. These are important tools for an information age. This is how we live and work and socialize and educate the next generation. So I hope we can get this right. Thank you all for being with us today. And now I'll turn to my colleague, Senator Wicker, for his opening statement.
Thank you, Senator.